Well, blessed people, welcome to our Saturday morning service. This is our Friday night, Saturday morning service. And today is very powerful. We already began with a very tremendous message of the Lord. That is the big message that is ongoing right now, the restoration of the altar of the Lord. And we have such a big message here. I don't know how far we can go today. And probably come back to you tomorrow. But, we have three creepers to celebrate. There are three creepers that have walked. And before I go to the creepers that have walked, allow me just mention the following for today's message.
提到如下的今天的信息, 如果你查看,
chapter 14, from where the Lord has derived from, He has derived for you the meaning of the eternal gospel, the gospel that he wants restored at the previous time. We see very clearly in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, it says, Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, every tribe, and people. And so, once I get a signal that we're on air, then I'll just move on. Thank you. So, this is the eternal gospel. John, I said, has written many of the epistles that you see, and also the book of Revelation, and the gospel according to John. But this is the first time, actually, he mentions the word gospel, and also That's why this became such a prime place from which to define for you the gospel that the Lord wants restored at the pulpit, at the altar. And so, you see the three angels,
John,
again, Revelation 14, verse 6 on, you see the three angels that are flying, the three angels that bring the eternal gospel. So you have here the first angel, with the eternal gospel proclaiming it, and say it in a loud voice, Hear God, give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. So we see very clearly that the Lord is saying here that the first angel, as he comes, he proclaims the fear of God, that people must fear God. And that is now. These are the components of the eternal gospel. And number two, he also talks about giving God glory with your life. And then number three, worshiping Jehovah alone. Very, very important foundations of the gospel. And then we saw very clearly, even in that creation, that essentially is implying that the Lord created all the created being, the physical being, the universe, the earth and everything in the earth, the heavens and everything in them, and also the new creation. That is the new Jerusalem, the new heaven and the new earth, and the new you. And then the second angel comes up, the second angel follows and says in a loud voice, Fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adultery. And yesterday we saw this, we looked at this very, very powerfully. What does it mean that Babylon has fallen?
倾倒是什么意思?
Why is the Lord saying
you
should separate from Babylon that has fallen? What does it mean that Babylon has fallen?
Babylon,
so we saw that very important
message yesterday. The Lord essentially is saying that
Babylon has fallen because she has not obeyed the instruction of the first angel. She has not deemed it right to fear God. Neither has she seen it right to give God glory with her life. And then she has not worshipped the Lord appropriately with her life. And neither has she perceived that the hour of judgment is nigh.
并且他没有知道审判的时候来到了这样一来我们看到了非常这现今教会跟巴比伦之间非常的类似性这应该有震动教会让教会要改变方式改变你的 好让你们进入天堂。第三位天使
出
来，现在谈的是那个审判，那些不顺服永远福音的、悖逆的那些在。今晚我们要覆盖一些，就是不珍惜耶稣福音的，他们不知道十字架是工，弥赛亚通过他的生命来所做的事工，他们不知道圣洁的重要性，他们不知道。
Of righteousness and holiness and repentance that are in the eternal
gospel. 悔改、圣洁、公义组成这永远福音的重要的因素。因此，我们看到的是这三位天使被差遣。我们来庆祝之前，来聚集在地上的人们，为了神的国度。然后呢？
I know the Swahili is missing out here. What a sad thing for the Swahili speakers.But after that, you see very, very clearly, blessed people,
when
you open now the book of Revelation, chapter 16, right next door, chapter 16, it says the following. If you read with me Revelation, chapter 16, the Swahili, oh, what a sad thing that a whole group of nations with Swahili have missed out on what I've just said. Very, very sad. Very pathetic indeed.And so, it says, if you got the book of Revelation chapter 16, and you go to verse 13, it says,
13, 13节,
Then I saw three impure spirits. Again, you can begin from verse 12, it says,
从十二节开始,
The sixth angel poured out his bowl, the other version says, he is vile, his bowl of judgment. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the king from the east. Revelation chapter 6 verse 13.
13节. Kitabu cha ufunuo sura 6 mstari wa 13 anasema ya kwamba. Kitabu cha ufunuo sura 16 mstari wa 3.
13 verse 13.
Mstari wa 13 anasema ya kwamba.
Again, if you begin verse 12, it says, The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east.
第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上，河水就干了，要给那从日出之地所来的众王预备道路。
Ili kutayarisha njia kwa ajili ya wafalme watokao mashariki.
Then verse 13 it says,
13节神说,
Then I saw three impure spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙，从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来。
They are demonic spirits that perform signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty.
他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事，出去到普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
Then he says in verse 15, Look, I come like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and remains clothed, so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed.
看哪，我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的，有福了。
Then they gathered the kings together to the place that is in Hebrew called Harmegido. Harmegido.
那三个鬼魔。
In English they say Armageddon, but in Hebrew they say Harmegido. Harmegido.
那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在 一处，希伯来话叫做哈米吉多顿。因此你看得很清楚，蒙福的人们。
That even as the three angels are sent by Yahweh,
三位天使被亚威差派下来的。
They are sent from heaven.
他们从天堂派下来。
They are glowing.
一直他们是发光彩的。
So they have been in the presence of the Lord, so you can see the glory on them. They are glowing with glory.
他们发光彩是因为他们跟亚威神的同在当中，因此他们身体都发出来荣耀的光芒。并且我说过
，If anyone ever gets into the presence of God, in the throne of God.
任何一个人就是在神面前宝座室那里去过的人
and safely, successfully be able to come out, successfully be able to safely come out without anything happening to you.
没有任何事情发生而成功的安全的从那儿就是再回来的人
on your screen you'll see the following.
那你们屏幕当中看到的就是告诉你
there cannot be anything less than what you have on your screen.
他们应该要像这样的从神的同在中出来的。因此呢，空中飞行的天使，他们飞在上空。他们发出来荣耀的光芒，是因为他们刚从神的同在中出来的，他们发出来的神亚威神的荣耀。因此，让所有人都可以看得到他们。现在所有人都看得见他们。
And they are proclaiming the eternal gospel of the Lord aloud, meaning with power.
他们大声宣布神永远的福音，意味着能力，拿着能力宣布。
And you know that the angels move fast.
你知道这个天使飞得很快，快速的飞行。
And so they are three, one after the other, in a divine sequence.
这样以来神圣的这个程序来一个接下来另一个又接下来另一个
everybody can see them glowing because they've just come from the presence of the Lord
他们飞行是发光彩发荣耀的光芒让所有人都看得见因为刚刚从神的同在中出来的
like he that speaks with you
正如现在跟你说话的这两位先知一样之后呢
aloud they announce it to all the nations they are gathering the purpose is to gather all the nations for Jesus
他们为了耶稣聚集起来所有的列国 万国列国各国各方各民各族他们为什么像那样飞速的迅速的飞行呢
and aloud
大声说呢
and announce it to all nations all tribes all languages at the same time
并且与此同时的宣布面对各方各国各民各族同步的宣布这么快速的就高速的速度来同步的宣布为什么这么急忙为什么那现在我们读了我们刚刚读的是启示录十六章
that the enemy also the three of them
仇敌也是有三个
the dragon
龙
the beast
兽
and the false prophet who will be very wealthy and will be Hebrew let me just say it here openly
那假先知那是非常有钱财的并且希伯来人非常非常的钱非常非常的这个富人财富很多的人并且希伯来人
all the nations all the kings of the earth with false miracles
他们也要争夺所谓的一切这个世上的人民世上的各国各方各族各民
with false miracles because if you read the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 it says they perish because they refuse to accept the truth
因为拿着这假的神迹启示来因为提撒罗尼迦前书二章我们可以看到他们为什么相信这些假的因为他们失败了相信真理
Deny the truth, they reject the truth.
他们灭亡是因为他们拒绝了真理。
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
提撒罗尼迦后书的第二章。
Segunda Thessalonense,
提撒罗尼迦后书的第二章。
Chapter 2,
第二章。
And if you read from verse 8, it says,
第八节神说。
And then the lawless one will be revealed.
那时这不法的人必显露出来。
Whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming.
主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光飞掉他。
The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works.
这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹
display of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie serve the lie, fake miracles and wonders.
是照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切 虚假的启示。
All the ways that the wickedness deceive those who are perishing. Look at that.
并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，
all the way that wickedness deceives those who are perishing.
因他们要欺骗他们那些灭亡的人。
So in other words, only those who are perishing can be able to buy into this.
因此只有那些灭亡的人去买这些假先假神迹启示。
For this reason, the Lord sends them a powerful delusion. Look at that.
因他们不领受爱真理的心使他们得救，故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。
So all will be condemned who have believed, who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
是一切不
That all may be condemned who have believed not the truthAnd have delighted in wickedness.
使一切不信真理、倒喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
But then, when you get now to read the book of First Kings, chapter 22.
First Kings, chapter 22, 列王记上二十二章。
In First Kings 22,
列王记上二十二章。
You see Micaiah.
你可以看到米迦亚。
The prophet of the Lord coming to give the prophecy to Ahab.
主的先知来向王亚哈王给他预言。
He tells him that he has seen the Lord. God took him into heaven, and he saw all the angels assembled. And then the wicked spirits also came, and one of them said he would become a lying spirit in the tongues of the prophets, the 400 prophets of Baal.
他跟亚哈王怎么说呢？他去过了神的宝座之内，那有聚集起来所有的神的天使，并且那有那邪恶的灵，然后呢，跟邪恶的灵、提出意见说，他会把那个假的欺骗的灵放在这个亚哈王的所有的先知的口中，来要欺骗王。
And then now those prophets can give a lie that the king may be killed in battle.
好让那些先知们都说出假的预言，这样一来呢，这阿哈王呢在战争当中被杀。
If you love the lie now, the Lord will send a visitation of a deluding spirit at that time.
因此，如果你那么喜爱这虚假的话，神会用邪恶的灵、欺骗的灵来让他们造访你。
And so, in other words, the Lord will take away His protection from them, so they can believe the lie.
换言之，主不再保护你了，主的保护已经这个撤走了。这样一来呢，让你随便的受到邪恶灵的攻打。因为神不会说撒谎，绝对不会说。因此
，In Revelation chapter 14, the three angels are coming.They are coming to conquer the earth, to confront the enemy that has taken over the earth at that time.
因此这三位天使被神差派来要到地球，其实要争夺这个世界，就是本来这个撒旦手中要争夺这个世界而来的。
And the only weapon they can use is the eternal gospel. That is the sharpest weapon they can use to conquer the earth.
他们使用的武器。
Not the gospel of prosperity.Not shouting, God loves you, God loves you, He wants to bless you. No, He said, fear God, give Him glory. The hour of judgment is near. Worship only Yahweh. Only the eternal gospel has power to conquer the nations.
他们使用的唯一的武器就是永远的福音，用这永远的福音来要争夺从撒旦所用的这个世界的。他们并没有说神是爱你的，神是要祝福你的，不是的。他们说的永远的福音是要敬畏神、惧怕神，唯有这永远的福音才能够拯救这个世界。你们要跟随这永远的福音，要敬畏神、惧怕神，将荣耀归给主，要知道神的审判，对罪恶的神的审判。他们这么急忙的要政府。这个世界来宣布永远的福音。
That all nations, all tribes, all peoples may hear at the same time.
好让各国、各方、各族、各民同时的能够听到他们宣布的这永远的福音。
So now you understand why they're in a hurry, because there is another set of three also that are going all over the world called the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet that will be a very wealthy one.
你现在知道了为什么天使这么急忙的宣布，高速的宣布这个永远的福音，因为那有一个龙兽假先知，那有三样东西也要传讲他们虚谎的东西。 也来要得着这个世界，要占领这个世界，永远的占领。
That false prophet will be very wealthy. He will support. He will sponsor. He will sponsor the Antichrist. He will sponsor the beast.
那假先知是非常有财富的，他会支持这个兽，这个敌基督，他的事工的。
And there is a tribe in Israel. I don't want to mention here that has been put aside, where it was marked earlier that it looks like he comes from there.
并且那有一个以色列的支派介入进去的，我现在不要公开，可是这个支派呢，就是要介入进去这个事情，参加这个事情。
The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, the very wealthy one, they are going around the earth before the kings of the earth, and they are doing those fake miracles and winning the kings of the earth.
这样叫龙兽。
That's why the angels of Yahweh are also going in a hurry.
这龙兽假先知经过整个全球，然后呢拿着那个假神迹启示来要争夺所有的地上的王。这样一来，为什么这三位天使急忙的高速的飞行，然后传永远的福音？是因为就有这样的事情，他们已经走遍整个世界，然后争夺这世上君王的心。
They are going out winning the kings of the earth.
启示录十六章十六节以下的内容就可以可见，他们走遍整个世界，争夺君王这世上君王的心。
But it's amazing that the way they do so is that they release three spirits. They release the frogs.From their mouths.
这非常的惊人，他们怎么这么做呢？因为他们释放出来那假的这个邪恶的污秽的灵，就是青蛙的灵。
The frog is an unclean animal. If you read Leviticus chapter 11 verse 10, the frog is an unclean animal.
利未记十一章十节来看，这个青蛙是不洁净的污秽的动物。
You wonder why some people roast the frog legs and eat them.
你非常的惊讶，为什么有些人烤着青蛙而吃呢？为什么
？The frog is an unclean animal.
青蛙是不洁净的动物。
They emit the dragon, the serpent removes the frog from his mouth, and the beast removes a frog from his mouth, and the wealthy false prophet will be very wealthy. Removes, he also will remove the frog from his mouth.The three of them remove frogs from their mouth.
这样一来呢，这个假先知龙兽这三样东西都从他的口中释放出来，青蛙污秽的灵，青蛙。
And then he says that those frogs are the wicked spirits, the unclean spirits they are using to go around and do false miracles.
这些龙口、兽口、假先知口中释放出来的。这个青蛙，这是污秽的灵，他们是做这个假的事情，就是假的神迹启示。
Before the kings of the earth, and because the kings of the earth, like we've seen in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, are given into deception, then the Lord sends them a delusion to believe that.
在整个世界的君王面前，这样一来呢，提撒罗尼迦前后书的二章我们刚刚读过的，因为他们是这个不喜欢真理，这样一来的神允许他们，这赐给他们这么追求。
And then they collect them for the big war in Armageddon. So the angels are collecting people. The angels of Yahweh are collecting people and nations for Jesus. But there is a competition on this side. The enemy is also collecting people and nations. That's why there is such it's a contestation going on. They are in such a hurry.
这样一来呢，那些仇敌也在和米甲基顿灾难，所有的这个那些跟随他们的君王等等，整个人类就聚集在那里，要反对，要抵抗这个亚威神弥撒亚的势力。这样一来，那有一个竞争，那有竞争。
They are contesting one another. The angels of Yahweh, they are coming with the eternal gospel, and then the wicked spirits out here from the dragon, the beast, and the very wealthy false prophet will support the.
三位天使传讲的永远的福音，并且这有一个假先知龙口、兽口、假先知口传出去的污秽的灵，这个假先知非常有财富的青蛙，就这样 依然这两个东西互相这个竞争，竞争。这是经文我要查看的内容了。那后来你会知道。
Those wicked spirits from the frogs. You know what the frogs? The frogs normally they catch the flies using their tongue.
但是这些青蛙一般用这些蛇来要抓捕捉那个苍蝇来吃的，那些污秽的不洁净的动物用自己的蛇口中的蛇来捕捉苍蝇而吃。
What is being emitted by the dragon, the lies they are emitting, and the Antichrist and the wealthy false prophet that will support the Antichrist.
这样一连的龙，并且这个兽、假先知三个，现在他们都支撑这个抵基督的事情。他们用这口来互相欺骗，邪恶的灵、污秽的灵，象征着他们的。他们像青蛙一样，就是彰显出来，就是、他们的灵像青蛙一样彰显出来。
That eventually now, when they win the people, they convert into Babylon.
这邪恶的灵、虚假的灵，最终得着这个人的心、君王的心、这个巴比伦的心。
But the most important thing I want to bring to you tonight, before we enter the service, because I'm going to take a short break after this, so we can enter the service.
我们稍微这个休息，然后进入我们礼拜之前，我要跟你们分享。
The most important thing I want to bring you is this. You can see that there is a fake trinity, a wicked trinity that is formed here, a counterfeit.
在这儿就是组成的、构成的那假的、虚假的三位一体，你可以看得到。
Formed now in here in the book of Revelation chapter 16 and 17, a wicked trinity is formed there.
邪恶的、污秽的三位一体，启示录十六章、十七章在这描述的，我们可以看得到的。
While there are angels of Yahweh here also,
当亚威三位天使在这儿的时候
that are three, they are flying up there,
他们三个接下来飞在空中
they are countering now a wicked trinity,
可是他们的
formed during the tribulation,
他们的对面那有一个邪恶的三位一体污秽的三位一体在大灾难当中
the Lord is raising to you in this message of the eternal gospel,
这就是主赐给你们的警告在这传讲永远福音的时候
there is a wicked spirit that is formed in Revelation chapter 16 as you can see and chapter 17 and they are giving a false message and they are going all over the world and winning nations during the tribulation when it comes they will do that
正如启示录十六章、十七章，你们看到的，在这儿构成起来三位一体，就是污秽的灵、邪恶的灵构成起来的三位一体，他们在灾难期间当中要争夺世上的君王、世上的人，他们的灵魂，邪恶的三位一体。
Frogs, meaning falsehood.
他们释放出来的青蛙，污秽的灵，那就是这个虚假的，是谎言。
And he says, using those spirits, they will go around in the tribulation, and then they will win the kings because God will send them a delusion because they refuse the gospel of the cross. They refuse to listen to the two that are talking to you now.
他们灾难大灾难当中都会得胜的，因为亚威先差派下来，就是让他们去相信这假的灵的那种他们虚假的那种灵来，就是迷惑他们，让他们受到这样的迷惑。君王都相信他们的，这样一来他们会得胜的，这会多么的可怕呢？这是灾难大灾难发生的事情，这是神赐给你们的警告。因为他说
The devil will try to counterfeit Yahweh.
仇敌要抵抗神，要反对神。
If you have time and read Isaiah 14, you see that he exalted himself. I'll give that vision when we come back. When the Lord took me into heaven, then I saw the small horn going and entering heaven. I said, hey, what are you doing here?
以赛亚十四章，你看到那比基督。就是仇敌他要做的事情，他呢要抵抗神，要反对的。我在异象当中已经看过了，那小脚长出来，一直长高，一直进入，最终进入道成的天堂里头了。我曾经说过，你在这做什么呢？
I don't know the exact date. This is July 20th, the year 2020, during the COVID.
就是冠状病毒期间我看到的一张，我现在这个具体的日期记不清楚，2020年7月左右的，已经跟你们分享了。主把我带到天堂，我看过了神的荣耀，在那我看到了神的天堂，荣耀的天堂，并在之下的这个被造物世界之间的边界，我在那看得到。然后我看过了这脚，我在下边看过的这小脚已经长出来长高，然后呢变这个变阶被他侵入了，他进来了。我就跟他说，你在这做什么，你下去吧，你在这做什么。
And so the devil tries to counterfeit Yahweh himself, God the Father.
因此仇敌现在要攻打亚威父神亲他自己
to exalt himself, longing to be
来要举高自己，因为他愿意受到敬拜。
And the Antichrist,
然后比基督呢
he tries to counterfeit Jesus,
他要模仿耶稣
Antichrist,
就是比基督嘛，他就是要模仿耶稣。
And the false prophet that will come with them in the tribulation,
那假先知呢，在这个灾难时期就出现。
He will try to counterfeit the Holy Spirit.
他要模仿这个圣灵，这样龙呢就是撒旦，兽呢就是敌基督，假先知呢。主因此圣灵的模仿，现在主跟你们说，你为什么现在预备，然后进入备体？那为什么没有现在预备呢？
You don't want to know what will happen there.
我看到很大的战争，我不愿意跟你们分享，因为这不是你的份儿。我不愿意你们介入到这大战争里头。主针对他们已经设立下来的，这是非常严酷的地震，很残酷，所有的一切很残忍，比冠状病毒还严厉的、还可怕的事情都发生在那个时段。你为什么没有现在准备，然后参加备体呢？
It will not be easy.
这不会容易的，你不。某一个阶段，我就拿着火来移动，非常迅速的。地震发生，那所有的大楼都颠覆下来，
崩
塌下来。
And also shook the universe with the collision of the neutron stars and brought a universal earthquake, universal quake.
地震，我拿了地震来击打了很多的国家，并且这个拿着宇宙的震动来击打了整个宇宙，那终止性的碰撞来。
So they won't get away with it for free.
你现在免费的能够避免这一切的事情，
要
为很大的战争，你不愿意在那里，你没有必要就留在那里参加那所有的一切灾难很痛苦的事情。主现在这儿警告你，我们这个稍微休息之前。
You see, the angels are battling to gather the nations for Jesus.
看一下，现在列国聚集在一起，要跟耶稣要打仗了。他们很快的就聚集下来了。
And while the enemy, the serpent, and the Antichrist, and the very wealthy Hebrew false prophet are also gathering nations by convincing the kings using the frogs, those frogs, the wicked spirits.
这个古蛇、撒旦、这个龙，并且这个兽，就是敌基督，并且这假先知，他们三位一体的，就说服了地上的君王，通过这个青蛙污秽的灵来说服了这个地上的君王，让他们都聚集在这哈米吉多顿，在那要抵抗神。因此，我们有时间。就是一个一个的要查看他们为什么在那里。
You can see that the enemy in our first session already I brought it up that the enemy began his rebellion in heaven.
仇敌已经我已经跟你们说过了，他是要就从天堂那违背神而下来的。
And so we'll look at that.
因此我们要查看这些。
And how he's trying to counterfeit God, but war unto him he will not manage.
他怎么样的要模仿神，可是有窝了，他不可能做到。
And that the Antichrist.
然后敌基督。
I can share that vision with you.
我要跟你们分享这个意象有关他的。
To stand at the shore of the sea.
当主把我带到这个大海的边上那个异象当中，我就站在那里，然后突然这个兽从这个大海里头出现，当他来着很快的就过经过了我的旁边，然后另一个兽又出现了， 没有从这个海中出现。
Climb with him the three steps. There are three steps of the altar. Climb with him to the altar.
可是他也出现，第二个兽也出现，跟着第一个兽，然后呢，爬上了那人的三个楼梯。那个异象当中，他们这个爬了，爬上那个三个楼梯。换言之，那个第二个这个兽呢，就跟随第一个兽而受到能力。因此，这一切来主要跟你说什么呢
？For example, if we take the false prophet that will appear in the tribulation，
比如说那假先知在灾难里头出现的
，He'll try to counterfeit the Holy Spirit，
他要模仿圣灵。
You see that he appears，
看一下他出现。
He appears midway in the tribulation。
他出现在灾难岛中间的期间
the second half, immediately the second half of the three and a half years begin, then he appears.
就是这个假先知。
The second half of the tribulation.
这假先知呢，就是三年半，差不多三年半过去之后就出现。
When now he comes to do ministration to support the Antichrist.
来要支持抵基督，这就是他的事工。
And he's trying to weigh himself with the Holy Spirit of God. How dare he?
他要模仿神的圣洁的灵，圣灵，他怎么敢这么做呢？
And we see also that the Holy Spirit appeared when Jesus came to do his ministry.
我们都知道，耶稣基督出现在地上，然后做事工的时候，圣灵出现了。
Support the ministry of Jesus.
来要支持主耶稣基督的事工，这样一来呢，这个假先知要模仿圣灵而出现。
Of the appearance of the Holy Spirit in the church was when he came with tongues of fire.
因此，这个圣灵出现在圣灵的时代，就是初期原始教会用活的蛇的样子，当他们在楼阁上面的时候，圣灵按照活的像活的舌头。样子来出现，甚至这两位先知出现，从天上降下来的是火柱的这个神的荣耀，神的启示。
Is the third person of the triune God, the Holy Trinity of God.
这作为三位一体的第三位格的圣灵的出现。
And yet, when the false prophet will come at that midway of the tribulation, he becomes the third person in the wicked, evil trinity of deception.
那这假先知的出现呢，灾难世界的中间，他出现了，就是要完成这假的三位一体、邪恶的灵，他们三位一体的这个合作。
When the Holy Spirit came to the church, he came to mark the people of God and seal them for Jesus.
当圣灵出现在教会里头，给他们印记，为了耶稣给他们印记，说他们属耶稣基督的。
In the mid tribulation, in the last three and a half years, he will come to mark them with the mark of the beast.
那这个假先知出现呢，就是这个大灾难的这个开头，他出现，然后把这个兽的印记要赐给那些人，就是这样一来呢，受到兽印记的人是永远的撒旦的。
He does not speak of himself, but he speaks about Christ.
圣灵出现，圣灵出现，并没有说出他自己的事情，反而他说的一切就是为耶稣基督的见证。
When the false prophet will appear in the middle of the tribulation, he will not speak about himself, but he will execute the agenda and the worshiping of the Antichrist.
那这假先知出现，他所做的一切事工不是为了自己的。反而要服侍这个抵基督，要侍奉抵基督，要举高抵基督。
He said, "When the Holy Spirit came, He came to give life to the church."
因此，圣灵出现，把生命要赐给教会的。
And yet, when that false prophet will come in the midst of tribulation, he will bring death. Anybody that does not worship the Antichrist, he will kill.
可是这假先知灾难的中间出现，就是把死亡要赐给所有的人的，任何一个没有敬拜抵基督的都被杀害。
When the Holy Spirit came, he came to execute the worshiping of Jesus.
当圣灵出现，他来要执行敬拜亚威神。
And yet, when that false prophet will come in the middle of the tribulation, in the latter 3.5 years, then he will bring, he will implement, and he will force the worshiping of the Antichrist.
可是，这假先知在这个灾难的中间出现，他构成的，他来要组成的就是敬拜的基督。
So what is the message in all this regarding the eternal gospel of Jesus?
因此这有有关耶稣永远的福音这一切内容告诉你什么呢？
That those that love deception right now.
那警告你们那些喜爱欺骗的，
sin right now.
现在这个珍惜罪恶的。
Those that love wickedness right now, even in the church.
现在喜爱那些喜这个这个欺骗的在，甚至在教会中，神赐给你那些欺骗的灵，给你。
In other words, he will grant your wish.
换言之，神让你成全，因为你不喜爱真理。
Gospel of the cross, the eternal gospel of Jesus.
这就是为什么现在呢，要紧紧的要拥抱耶稣基督十字架宝血永远的福音的时刻。
Muy muy puro. You can say whatever you want to say in Swahili, also.
Injili ya milele kabisa ya msalaba.
You know, puro means pure, lindo, pure. You see, so very powerful. It's not the first time I'm saying it. Very mighty.
非常的强大。
这是
要拥抱，
因为他说 that at this hour the Lord is exhorting you to take the gospel of the cross and the blood.
主耶稣，神现在要求你来选择耶稣基督十字架宝血的福音，因为那有个竞争，竞争。
Because it's like the spirit of Antichrist is already
operating in these times. That's why you see they are removing
God from their constitutions. Why they openly ratify abortions, gay marriages, and they are fighting Jesus in this age.
抵对耶稣基督。
So the enemy is already taking people and nations. He has taken them already.
因此仇敌已经争夺了这个人们，争夺了列国，争夺了国家。
It's like those three angels of Yahweh, glowing with the eternal gospel of holiness, the eternal gospel of the blood. You too should be running in a hurry. The Bible says in Matthew 28, "Go into the whole known world and make disciples of Jesus." That is the message the Lord is relaying here.
因此主赐给你们的信息就是那三位天使传讲的永远的福音来，就让人们知道这个去珍惜圣洁，让去认识耶稣基督的宝血。像一来呢，马太福音28章所说的一样，你们也要抵达到地极来把这个要收个灵魂，要给他们传福音，让他们知道耶稣。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。或做给他们施洗归与父子圣灵的名。
Those glorious angels of Yahweh moving in a hurry to conquer before the enemy conquers them. Have you really moved in a hurry, Church of Christ?
那三位天使急忙的传出去这永远的福音，这个仇敌来临，这个抵达到他们之前，这个三位天使提前要抵达到这些灵魂，要给他们传永远的福音。你也是现在急忙的、迅速的要移动当中吗？拿着福音来。
And then you have to run out and compete with him and take people for Jesus.
现在你们也在跑步当中吗？你们也在跑着把这个永远的福音传给他们，那个灵魂提得到那些灵魂，那个灵魂能够归给耶稣，不让这个撒旦的势力来要争夺他，因为你现在竞争当中。
Have you beheld the true eternal gospel, the everlasting gospel of God? Only that can win nations. Have you beheld that and run with it, or you are busy running with the gospel of prosperity?
你拿着这永远的福音，因为这只有永远的福音才能够得着列国，你拿着这永远的福音来要抵达到列国吗？或者你仍然在繁荣福音当中，你仍然拿着繁荣福音来急忙的要抵达到人们吗？
The Lord is saying we need to run for him, to take the nations for him, to take the communities, the languages, the peoples, the tribes.
主说我们应该要为了主要抵得到，要拿着永远的福音来抵得到各族各方各民各国的人。
And he's saying that it will be worse in the tribulation. I have seen it already. That's why this is the hour when you still can worship very well now and take Jesus and prepare for rapture.
这因为到了这个灾难，大灾难事情很糟糕的，因此这现在是唯一的机会，你能够拿着永远的福音来要抵得到灵魂，要收割灵魂的。
He's saying even now the enemy has his agents in the church. They are preaching money.
教会当中有这个仇敌的代理，他们大师，他们在教会当中仍然传讲金钱的福音。敌基督的灵已经在全世界要掌控列国，要已经在教会中要争夺灵魂，甚至在教会中，他们已经在教会里了，多么可悲的事情。
可
是主在这说，你们会知道他们有果子。
Have you seen their holiness?
你们要看他们的果子，你们看到他们的圣洁吗？他们把这神的云彩呼召下来了吗？他们给你看他们站起来的残疾人吗？
Them and separate from them and prepare for the kingdom of glory.
非常的容易能够分别出来，这样一来呢，你要离开他们，要到这里来，要预备成荣耀的国度，这是非常的明白，非常的容易。
Where there is no presence of God, when the cloud has visited, when cripples are walking every other day here, what is wrong?
那神的云彩已经降下来了，在这有残疾的站起来了，天天都有一只神的发声。
They're giving you false prophecies about the good things of the world over there. And the Lord here is saying the Messiah is coming.
为什么我真的无法理解，为什么你偏偏要去到那些没有任何一只神迹的，没有任何神的云彩降下来的那样的教会去呢？为什么呢？我们这有神的云彩降下来了，为什么？不仅秘鲁利马，我向天命令，天打开，雨雪降下来了，为什么？我们这每天天都有残疾人站起来，甚至有两个三个，为什么？为什么要仍然无法分辨呢？为什么仍然残疾人站起来了，非常的强大。
2-3 cripples in one day.
一天两个三个的都站起来，这样的残疾人对你来说分辨起来很容易的。这是个 要有聪明的时间，为什么要有智慧的时间？因此主说非常的明确，那有警告再明确不过了。他现在给你举高这个警告。
Terrible times are coming. I have seen them already in the great tribulation. You don't want to be there.
当心啊，那有可怕的时代，就可怕的时间就要来临了。大灾难里头发生的事情我已经见过。
You can tell the way the Lord has empowered and supercharged his servants, knocking neutron stars, shaking the universe. You can tell he's preparing them for that grand battle.
看一下主已经
strike with coronavirus, strike with earthquakes.
拿着极大的能力来充电着两位先知，来震动整个宇宙，震动各个地方各个国家的地震。因为这样一来预备大灾难，通过这两位先知来要执行的事情，你绝对不愿意留在那灾难大灾难里头了。因此蒙福的人们，甚至你自己要检查你自己哪有残疾人站起来的。你现在查出来这个果子啊，哪有残疾人站起来行走呢？
When I arrived in Luanda, Angola, I was met by Julia Maindo Lopez and with Esperanza. You can see the fruits of the two prophets of Yahweh when the Lord sent them there.
看一下，看一下，当我去到卢旺达安哥拉，在那机场那迎接我的是茱莉亚，然后埃斯佩兰扎机场那儿，哈利路亚，这才是果子啊！哪有你们的果子？哈利路亚！哪有你们的果子啊？哪有你们的果子？让福音燃烧起来吧！哪有他们的果子？你为什么要跟随他们呢？因为神说了，按照你们的果子来要审判你们。
Julia Maindo Lopez is
Julia Maindo Lopez， 他是用自己的膝盖来爬了他的一生了。你看一下他的这个膝盖。然后他站起来了，你可以知道教会的时间都改变了。
We say Angola,
we say Angola,
a very powerful, beautiful country called Angola.
非常美丽的、非常强大的地方被称之为安哥拉
的。
看一下他们都记录下来的，当他这么残疾人生活的时候，
knee, the swollen part of the knee.
看一下他膝盖那肿起来的，已经这个石化。
This was her life.
起来的地方，这是他的生活。
But at one decree from Nairobi,
可是内罗毕的一个宣布，他
Boobin, she stood up in
the... 他站起来了。教会当中，因此哪有他们的果子呢？ 你要跟随他们，这是主说的话。主在说
that at this hour you will be very careful because the angels he said at that time they will pass over there pronouncing the eternal gospel.
这个时间你必须要注意，因为到时候天使要飞在空中，三个天使接下来要飞行。因此主在说，
you have an opportunity now.
你现在有机会
to receive Jesus very well in your heart.
在你心中就是好好的接受主耶稣基督的机会，这绝对的圣洁当中行走的机会。
Get out of here before this. You can tell that the one speaking with you is on a military duty.
看一下跟你说话的这两位先知呢，有军事的军兵的任务。
Striking nations with earthquakes.
拿着地震来击打攻打列国。
Walking Philippines and saying, look, because I've walked here, the squelch of my feet, now an earthquake must strike this place until you repent.
我跟菲律宾，我去菲律宾的时候我说过了，看哪，我的脚步已经留在这里，踏上了你们的土地，如果你不悔改，你们肯定受到地震。
When I'm telling them that because my feet have stepped here, you must feel the squelch of the feet of the Lord, the squelch of my feet.
因为我的腿，我的脚踏上了你们的土地，你们肯定会感觉到父神的脚步。因为我在这里，因为我到这里来了，主要震动你们的土地。我看到了很，我在这里，主现在必须要暴力性的震动你们的国家，因为我在，我看到了可怕的地震来要杀你们的人。我看到那有一些山丘，那有山丘的地方。
The six You can tell that the Lord has sent us on a military duty.
你可以知道主派下我来是要负责军队的战争，教会非常严肃的时刻，没有任何人会例外的，除非你悔改。
They will call that global earthquake in the Great Tribulation.
这就是大灾难当中要发生的这个全球的地震，要即将要发生的事情。
Look at that and tumbled, the under construction tumbled and leaned on another.
看一下如此巨大的高楼都被坍塌下来的。
Serious time.
非常可怕的时刻。
The military duty of the Lord.
主的军队的活动，所有人都要逃跑下来，逃跑，要到逃跑，没有任何余地，非常可怕的时刻。高楼大厦都坍塌下来的，因此蒙福的人们。
I want to lead you to the Lord now. Those of you who want to receive Jesus.
那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的人，现在我带领着你们来到耶稣基督面前。
And win the nations for Him, because the enemy is also running and winning them.
我们必须要跑出来，要得着这个列国的灵魂，因为仇敌也正在争夺，跟你竞争。
And that's why you see, even at this time, we come to you 7 in the morning.
这是为什么我早晨七点都到你们这里来。
For us, we have no concept of time. We believe time belongs to the Lord. We must run while it is still day.
九月了，你看，对我们来说没有时间的概念，所有的时间是都服从于主的。因此，我是急忙的要把福音传给你们。同样的事情要发生在你身上，你也要这么做。你为主要跑出来，得着列国，以父神耶稣基督的圣灵来施洗给他们。父子灵圣灵的名字来给他们施洗。强大的主耶稣，跟我一起祷告。愿你接受主耶稣基督的，跟我一起祷告。强大的主耶稣，我悔改所有的一切。
And I surrender my life to you, my Lord Jesus.
把我的生命要交托在主的手中。
I ask you, my Lord Jesus, to come into my heart.
我请求主耶稣基督来到我的心中。
And be my Lord and my Savior.
成为我的主和救主。
Please keep me away from sin.
请求让我避开罪恶。
Anoint me with the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来。
And establish your word in my heart.
在我心中建立你的话语。
Lord, I ask you to give me a sense of urgency.
主啊，让我明白这种紧迫的感觉，好让我为耶稣跑下来，为耶稣得到列国，这一来能够争夺神的国度。以强大的耶稣圣名而求，今天我重生了，阿门。我们稍微敬拜之后，直接的进入这个庆祝活动。我们有三个残疾人站起来了，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。